Hey yo, what's going on everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all to My First Case Podcast. Coming to you live and direct with the one and only. Let me bring my guy Montana the Great, better known as Monty. But before I give you your accolades and introductions, I got to let you know about my hostess with the most. She in the building. Key, say what up.
What's up?
Already. So, everybody, y'all know our thing is prison reform, recidivism, things of that nature. So, you know, without further ado, I want to bring to you my homie. He's known to me as Mont. You know, we go way back. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of years in this room, friendship. We did a lot of things. He did time, I did time. We did a lot of time together. So, we're going to get into that, too. So, without further ado, I want y'all to give it up for the new author.
Yeah,
because we definitely going to promote that book. Coming up. That's one of the main reasons we're here. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Montana's come up. But, Mont, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for being here. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Glad to have you here. You know what I'm saying? Man. On my first case. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
The main thing is, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, we just came off these bits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, can you define bits?
Okay, bits. prison time, you know what I'm saying? I just did 15. How long was you down?
Man, I did a lot. Years and years, like, bro. 17, almost. 16 and a half.
On your last number?
Yeah.
So
was that combined or just in one time?
In one sentence.
Okay.
So, man, you know, he did that time. He came from Luke. I was in Trumbull, you know what I'm saying? The homie came down. So, I think I probably did the last six, seven years of my bit with Mont in the same building. We was on the same compound. And, you know, the name of this podcast is My First Case. And, you know what I'm saying? We want to get into, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know what we want to get into, Mont. We want to know, like, leading up to how you got there, what brought you there? How, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let her ask you the question, but we want to know how you caught your first case and how did it correlate to you continually coming to prison, which I did too. I have three numbers, but, you know, we just want to show and break down a little bit of the recidivism rate, how, you know what I'm saying, us as black brothers, you know what I'm saying, or how the criminal justice system keeps us, you know, revolving door style, you know what I mean? Ask him what's that one question we asked.
Oh, absolutely. So, with that being said, first I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and speak on the First Case Podcast.
Okay.
And I'd like to know, can you please tell our audience how you caught your first case?
You know, I graduated, like, to the streets early. When I say graduated, it's like I grew up in the streets. Like, I know myself really from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And it was like I grew up in the projects, off, then in the houses. So during my grew up, it was like I met a lot of people. And it was like they was into different things, you know, where I was good at sports and good at different little hustles, they was good at getting money, which, you know what I'm saying, I looked at it as like, that's cool, but that ain't better than what I know, you know what I'm saying? It was like, but I still wanted that life, you know what I'm saying? As I got to being around it, they really just got to showing me different stuff that you can have, and I wanted things, you know?
Okay, so first of all, you said you played sports. What sport did you play?
I boxed. I played football, basketball, any bounce.
Did you play horseshoe?
Man, swim. Okay. I did everything.
All right, and then was that in school?
growing up, just we stayed by Rex.
Recreational centers. Yeah, we was the POC babies. We swam at Lonnie Burton. You know, we did a lot of the same stuff. But you mentioned that you seen things, you know, that you wanted, yeah, you know, from hustlers. You know, they was happy. Right. So sure. Define that. Like, what was the things? Was it like cars, homes, mm-hmm. or clothing? Just mm-hmm. give us a little bit on that.
Well, you know, where I mostly live, it was a lot of like after hour joints, pool halls, old heads, you know, bars, old heads, you know, with pimps and different things. And it was like,
all right, so bro, you say you seen hustlers and you know some of the cats you grew up with having things, mm-hmm. having things that you wanted. Give me a little bit on that. What were some of these things that they was having?
Well, during the times, it was like different projects did different things. Like they might be fighters in this side, the other side they might be busting snatchers or robbers or drug dealers.
Okay. Busting snatchers?
Yeah.
Well, can you define that?
That'd be like where dudes would run up to the car and like knock the window out and things.
All right, so I'll give you a little more in-depth on it. So a busting snatch is, you know, it was typically on Fridays, paydays, you know what I'm saying? Oh. So our older guys, some of the older guys we knew, you know, they would catch a car at a red light. And, you know, females always keep their purse on the right passenger seat.
Right.
So they would take a pellet, smash the window, while she's in shock screaming because the window broke, they snatch the purse and run. Mm. So and a bust and snatch could happen in like 30 seconds. So things like that, though. Go ahead, Mont.
Yeah, but all that, you know, it just made me want the things that they received after they did the action that they did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was like they might do that and get a car, or they might do that and get a come down in the chain with the Gucci sneakers and they come down with all kind of stuff. And it made me like, damn, I want some Felis. I want some, you know what I'm saying? I want the latest Tims that came out or...
So what year? So about what year was this bust and snatch era, if you don't mind me asking?
This gotta be like, I'm like 13 or 14. Oh. It gotta be like 85, the beginning of 86.
So this kind of before the crack cocaine, really?
Yeah, right before.
They just got started. Actually.
No, this right before the era, because like it was like during this time they messing with like water, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. They going on the squares and stuff. So it's during that era. You feel me?
So what you mean by squares or water, that's the PCP dip. Yeah, that's the wet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of people know, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't. But yeah, that's the dip square. So they was it was dip squares was the thing?
Yeah.
What about the pill game? Was that popular then?
Well, before that, you like coke was and all that was real high. So, you know, the most blacks, you know, they used like heroin. And
that's what I was
they was going and they was going into the era where Well, heroin was the thing. It was a cheap, low high. So they messing with that. And you know what I'm saying? You know, but younger generations, they messing with the PCP or the weed or stuff like that, you know? So this, but they stealing too, you know what I'm saying? They doing whatever it takes to get them that bread, you know what I'm saying? To come up. And, you know, back then, you know, cars was like 6,000 brand new. I done seen dudes come off the lot with a brand new Cuddy. Brand new, no miles on it, like straight up.
Cuddy meaning cutlass?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Is that when they had like the rims and?
Nah, this really before the rims. It was like they was during that time, like rims wasn't even out. You just wanted a new car. You just wanted something fresh. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's
okay,
how it was.
Yeah, so. You was intrigued by the lifestyle.
Sure.
And the monetary possessions, the more possessions of the lifestyle.
Right.
So what did you do to obtain those things? How did you start to get in the, you know, what was your passion in the game? Were you busting snatch?
You know, to honestly be truthful, man, we had stayed like in the projects. Well, we didn't stay in the projects. We stayed in the houses like across the street from the projects. But my sister stayed in the projects. My mother moved us from where we was from. And I happened to go to a different school that wasn't down the way for 1 year, man. And during this time, I got my license, my driver's license. And I came back down at 16 with my driver's license, man. Wow. And everybody needed somebody that knew how to drive, man. You hear me, man?
Oh, so you was a driver.
Man.
You had the L's, took you far, huh?
Man, that L's was everything.
Oh, that was
that was like a million.
Long story short, there was a lot of guys with cars, but they didn't have license.
They didn't have license their first.
But they had their own cars.
They like 21, 22. They don't got no license. I'm 16.
And dudes had, but dudes was getting cars from what bus hitting moves, and
grinding their little money, whatever.
Yeah, but they had no copper car,
In order for them to be able to kick it like they want to, Lil Mark was up.
Right. So you was around. So you've been around older guys your whole time.
My whole time, bro. All
right. So let me ask you this, like. With being around the older guys, like, do you think that made you a little bit more wiser when you got with your peer group?
Oh, for sure. Like, everywhere I moved to, like, I was a grown man to them. I can go, like, from when I moved from the projects to up the way, it was like I had to hang with dudes like 19. And I'm still schooling them because they really ain't doing nothing streetwise. I take one of them dudes to the projects, and it's like I'm 10 years older than them.
So you got your license at 16, huh?
Yeah.
And you was out. You was in the streets at 16.
Yeah, I was.
So safe to say you didn't high school. Not really. You was in the streets.
No, I went like I probably went to the 11. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I had failed like 1 year, then dropped out a year. That's what made me turn 18. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, I'm hustling, called a case, called my first case, man.
So in the midst of that, so you got around these guys that, you know, they was already in the lifestyle, they was moving and grooving.
Right.
You had the L's, but did the L's meaning license, but by you having license, did that bring you into the inner circle of?
Speed me, yeah. Well, it really sped me up because, like, things I had never seen. Now that I'm in the car, I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing grown dudes and grown women and just grown everything. You know what I'm saying? Seeing what they do. And it's like, man, I want to be a part of this. Like, these dudes, you know what I'm saying? They got the best of everything. Like, when you saying, like, the best of everything, it's like they got sex, they got money, they got cars. They can go anywhere they want to eat. They can go buy tennis shoes when they want. They can just take a trip when they want. Uh-huh. Like, man, I wanted to be a part of that, man. I wanted to live that life because I never lived that. I mean, true enough, like, I wasn't starved as a kid, but I wasn't privileged. I'm in a low-income housing, you know what I'm saying? So I was privileged, you know what I'm saying, because my mother knew.
All right, so... For the most part, Montana, it's pretty safe to say that some of the guys, you know what I'm saying, the older guys that was, you know, they was getting it. They was eating on the regular. They was buying all this fly stuff. Mm-hmm. So they kind of influenced you into the lifestyle. Is that correct? Or?
Oh, yeah, man. They showed me like a different life. I had new life in a way, but it was like they showed me some different shit, man, to the point where the hustle and the life it's all the same, like, far as, like, how you get money, at the end of the day, you gotta count it, and you gotta keep it, like, add it up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's everything. That was, like, when they showed me, like, what grams is, it was like, that gram stage is, like, for everything in world, man. You know what I'm saying? Far as like, you know how you use a scale? Like, this the same scale no matter if they selling stock, it's the same skill. You know, numbers is the same. No matter, at first I didn't even know what like a quarter was. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's seven, you know. But it's the numbers that show you, you know what I'm saying? And I started just hanging around dudes that was, you know what I'm saying? They was just living their life, and it was like I was catching on. I'm like, damn, I ain't never knew that. You know what I'm saying? It was so much to where dudes just to be in the car, and how they talk to somebody is how they get along with them. Always trying to keep, you know, resources. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to keep, like, the bond with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Don't crush nobody. And it'll be always an ad. Like, because as long as you can keep somebody, you going to keep making. You know what I'm saying? If I can get you to buy everything I got or get somebody else to buy everything that I got, then that's always going to be an ad. Okay. Like, every time somebody see me, they be like, you got that? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. They be like, no matter what it was that I was selling them. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And that's like how it was for me, you know what I'm saying? I took the mind state, not only for just drugs, you know what I'm saying? But I took it in everything.
Okay, so you said you like the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of wisdom from the people you hung around, and right. You were the driver, obviously. Right. But can you break it down to explain exactly what led up to, what actual crime did you commit in order to get your first case?
Well, I always, like, I never did knew nothing but drugs, for real. Even though, like, when I went down, what they used to do everything, like, shoot dice, play, bust, like I was telling y'all, bust a snatch, smoke water. I never knew none of that because I was, like, from a different side, you know what I'm saying? But then I got over there, it was like they was doing so much that it just made me look like, damn, I want to be a part of everything they do. You know what I'm saying? That's how I really started smoking extra weed or smoking, you know what I'm saying, sherm, or, you know what I'm saying, getting high and drinking and smoking. All of that, it was like being around them because they was really having money that I ain't think of nothing as being wrong because everything they was doing was good. You know what I'm saying?
You were fascinated by
the beneficial
things. But the question is,
what actions led up to your actual first case?
My case.
What were you charged with the very first time you got in the system, and how did you obtain that charge?
Well, I had walked on the strip one day, and it was like nobody out there, so I'm out there, you know what I'm saying? I come out there, you know, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get in the game. And it was like one of my dudes and blessed me, you know what I'm saying, and got me in. And I came on the strip, and I'm just, it ain't nobody out there. It was like,
One second, big homie.
What's up?
I apologize, but you mean blessed you. Did he hit you with something? You fronted you some, or he gave you something?
Yeah, just gave me something.
He was on his way finna leave.
Like,
was it marijuana? Was it, you know?
It was like some work on the crack side. It was like, okay. And it was like he was finna leave, and he was like, what you finna do? I'm like, shit, I'm out here. He like, here, and just gave me some set. He just gave me a set, you know what I'm saying? When I counted, I mean, you know, knowing now, like, when I counted that, like, $600. I'm like, damn. Nigga, it was, like, surprising that, you know what I'm saying, somebody had just do something like that. So, you know, I got into it. Boom. From there, I just kept up. I just, you know what I'm saying, went to turn up. Like, damn, I want more than this.
We understand that, man. But the thing is, this is my first case.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you have to tell us.
Like, what happened?
Did they kick your dough in?
I'm thinking, if you saying, like, what exactly, like, this led up. Even though, but like, you talking about, like, a day that.
Yeah,
that everything
day.
Happened like
the day, big day,
right?
You caught your first.
So,
that's
so,
big.
So,
you know,
yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Like,
it
name,
was like saying? It was like one day I had pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I had went down the way, which this is my story. You know what I'm saying? Not my story, but it's like I can't never take the day that I did what I did or, you know, what caused what happened. But what I'm saying is, like, what happened, you know what I'm saying? It was like I had went down, you know, when I get down, people, you know, out there needing stuff. I went, you know, seen the dude. He like, what's up? I'm hollering at him. We kicking it. Next thing you know, the police, like, I don't know if they was on the side already watching, but they try to, like, grab a dude. You know what I'm saying? They try to grab a dude. But the dude, he didn't know. He didn't broke on him. So we run out the back window.
So, bro, he took off running?
Yeah, he didn't. He
okay,
didn't
go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
So
this is the guy who you were with.
Yeah, this got to be some, like, this got to be, like, in 90. This got to be, like.
So crack was in at this time.
Yeah, this when it's first flowing. Like, I mean, it ain't first flowing, but this, like, when we really getting the grips of it, you know what I'm saying? Because you got dudes coming in from everywhere. So the dude, like, wait, he take off, but we hearing him take off, we go jump out the window. Mm-hmm. Boom, we try to air get away. It's probably like 5 of us in the house because we all up in there, you know, selling and stuff. The dude, I told you, dude just gave me this stuff. No, so I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get with them for them to show me, like, how to put
so
the watch down.
So was it like a house raid or... Y'all was hustling out of the house and they raided the house?
Yeah, we was in an apartment.
Okay.
We in an apartment. You know what I'm saying? So when we hear, like, dude take off, we jump out the window. Everybody scattered their own way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so many police, they had, like, already knew how many, it must have been a lot of people. So they just get to round everybody up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, within the roundup, you know, everybody then ran and through they share, you know what I'm saying, through their drugs on different spots, but they wind up swooping everything, all a lot of drugs, boom, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And within this thing, they put us on the wall, you know what I'm saying? Pat us down. Drew then found the drugs, but he don't know whose they is. You know, I probably got like 350 on me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he then took my drugs and, well, not my drugs, but took the drugs, some of the drugs, and put me in, and whoever else had the money, he put us all in jail. You know what I'm saying?
So actually, the drugs that you had from your homie giving them to you,
right?
Those wasn't the drugs they actually found.
They never found them.
They never found your sack.
They didn't even find mine. They just
so
found
they
some.
Just so they really just found. I know how it goes. Right. You know, everybody throw right. their stuff and scatter.
That was my so first you, case.
That was your first case.
And, yep.
So what were you charged with?
Trafficking.
Trafficking.
Yep.
And how old were you at the time?
I think I was about 4 months off of 18.
So just
you were
yeah,
an adult. For,
you
yeah,
were an adult.
I had so just turned. Yeah.
Did that lead you into the system? Meaning, did you get time behind that? Did you get probation?
Well,
like, what was the outcome of that?
After that, like, it was like I wanted a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to try to fight the things that they had said because I'm going to court now. And it's like, damn. So next thing you know, I get the back to trying to hustle to get the lawyer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, damn, you need a lawyer. You can't mm-hmm. just go no court without no lawyer. They going to sentence you on the strength. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't find my drugs. They wind up finding a sack that was little. It was more than what I had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, wait,
So I'm like, hold up, this ain't even mine,
yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? But wind up, you know, I did that, and it was like,
so
man, I needed, yeah.
But you needing a lawyer, did that, you needing a lawyer, and you only knowing one means of getting money, did that lead to you to get back in the streets and get another cycle?
I had to, because now I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
That means when you down, that means like you facing time and you got to try to get, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to go to jail.
Right,
all my
right.
dudes have been to jail. Like, I only know dudes that went to jail. Like, in the
yeah.
projects, it's like
yeah.
all them dudes that I went down there with, like, everybody had like a felon. They been to DH, they been to Chico, they been to River, they been to everything. And it's like.
So it seems like almost it was normalized? expected?
Where I was at, yeah, for sure it was.
So there wasn't too much of a stigma associated with it?
Nah.
So okay. Did you ever, so your first case was an adult case. You never did any juvenile time?
Nah.
Okay.
Because remember, I told you I had just came down.
Right. No, I was
No,
because we're trying to make the correlation, because a lot of our guests or a lot of people who come on my first case, they're introduced through the system as a juvenile.
But, so, you know, all my dudes, everybody that I once told you about, like, they had like 2 and 2 JV bits.
Yeah,
2 and 3.
Yeah.
It was like they had already been, they knew, like, what happened, what you do. Like, even in one of my books, I know about 20 seconds from driving past playing my music. You know what I'm saying? Looking at dudes bang on the windows and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So within that, you know, they showed me the life, and I wasn't even in it.
Okay, so what, did you ever get an attorney?
Yeah, I wound up getting an attorney and wound up getting, but within trying to get the attorney, I done had caught another case.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's what I kind of felt you leaning that way. So,
so you end up
going to court with two cases.
Now,
and what was I think what my co-host is trying to ask you? What was the outcome of that?
I wound up getting 18 months.
Combined for the two cases, they threw
one out, and then they charged me with one.
So that was your first number?
Yeah, that was my first number.
All right, so, I know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know each other, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you say you told me about dudes, but we know the same people, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know what I'm saying, I'm one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, who we say got felonies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This, you know, this like family, you know what I'm saying? We go way back. But the thing is, like, when you caught that case and came home, did you get straight back to it? Because I know, you know what I'm saying, we talked about this briefly earlier, you know what I'm saying, we was breaking it up, chopping it up on the recidivism rate. And you said something about, you know, Rob, man, I've been home, you know, don't quote me on this. I'm going to let you tell me, how long you been home straight, man, after your last number?
2 years, I've been, you've home. You've been home
two years, so, and he said, you know, just the longest I've been home.
Since that bit I told you about when I first caught that case. Man, I done caught like three other cases since then, like incarceration lockups.
Yeah.
And it's like, since then, man, I hadn't been home 2 years since 92, man.
Since 1992.
Yeah, just
so
back and forth.
That just plays on
forth.
The recidivism rate and how once they get you. You know what I'm saying? It's a revolving door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that to give you big ups on your accomplishments on 2 years.
Oh, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? As black males, you know, we break it down.
Believe
like
that,
73%.
Bro.
You got one more year to snap that recidivism rate. Stay home one more year. You get that 3 years under your belt. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a celebration because statistics have you returning.
Right
now, if you haven't returned, you still got another year to return, as do the statistics.
Right.
So keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know what I'm saying, like on his last number, this the homie, I'm probably jumping ahead of the ship because, you know what I'm saying, like when he was down, we was down together, the brother wrote a book. And I know we got to get this book in here. You know, it's called Montana's Come Up.
Right.
You know, everybody, we want y'all, it's on Kindle. Where your book at?
Kindle, Amazon. Or you can come and holler at your boy.
He got him personally out the book bag, personally out the trunk.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get my copy right now, even though I read it. You know, I read it before y'all on the bunk side when it was still hard.
It's the
you know, it was still
now.
In it was still in ink when I caught it.
It's the
you know,
signature
we, yeah,
now.
Backstage. You know what I mean?
Really?
But yeah, you know. So you know what I'm saying? We what we talking about here on my first case is, you know. It's not over once, you know, they want it to be over, but
after
you do that time, you know, I said, man, don't be ashamed to say you did 17 years.
Oh, no,
because
sure.
sometimes you feel like, you know, it ain't nothing to be ashamed of. It's about
what
the comeback.
Afterback.
It's the comeback.
Yeah.
And that's why I gave you this episode.
Right.
Because it's about the comeback.
Right.
It's about the bounce back. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? You never been home for 2 years straight after that?
Man, it was tight for me, man. I get up to like 14 months. Man, then, you know. But the thing of it is like during the times that I be out, you know, I'm thinking I'm really doing something because I'm living a life of like a dude. Yeah, so straight up hustler. Like, so a dude who not hip to me, his life is like 10 years of that 14 months. Mm-hmm. But to me, like, we doing it. We going to do everything we want to do. But so, now that we back, you know what I'm saying? That shit dead.
So when you got home, mm-hmm. you know, in between the your incarceration times, were you trying to look for a job or did you go right back to the street? Like, did you find it hard to adjust you couldn't find, or was your mind like, I'm going to get back and I'm going to get this money and I'm going to do it better this time. I'm not going to get caught or.
Well, you know, everything like Bill, I don't care what it is you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can start from anywhere in life. It's going to be from A to B to C. You know what I'm saying? So like I had looked at jobs, but it was like I wasn't really on it. You know, I'm getting more uncomfortable with it as I'm doing it, but I ain't really on it. You know what I'm saying? Just like in the drug life, at first you be doing a little something, then you get better, you graduate, you start graduating. But that's how I am in the job field. Like, at first I was doing little jobs where I do 4 hours, 2 hours, you know, clean up for a dude. But now I'm graduating, you know what I'm saying? And it's getting more and more. You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't more or less I can't stay out because I can't get employment. It's more or less I am going to do this a little bit better. I'm about to hustle. Like, you wasn't trying to get employment. You were just going back to what you knew, which was hustling.
Basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, after like, growing up doing well in the game, mm-hmm. it's like you grow more and more into it. It's like,
You want more,
like,
but you just want to do it more.
You like, because just say, like, if I had 5 things now, when I come home, I'm gonna have 20 things or
things.
Even people, you know what I'm saying, that do
things,
drugs,
you know, drugs,
buy
they,
people,
they buy
stuff,
drugs.
Just buy people.
They
it don't even got
to customers. Customers,
that's what it is.
Customers. It's a, I'm sorry,
that's okay. I'm
it's basically a customer thing,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So when I say things, it don't mean just straight dope heads. I mean, things is people that want to buy, and that's in clientele.
Okay.
That's everything.
Your customers.
Yes.
All right. Since there's a gap in here, did you want to ask him something before I ask him?
I actually would like for you to give a little bit of summary of your book. Let me mm-hmm. take this moment for you to give you your minute to go ahead and promote your book, what it's about.
Well, during the time I was incarcerated, I wrote a book called Montana's Come Up. It's a story about like a lifestyle in the projects on 40th, or just in the project spirit, you know what I'm saying? Me growing up in all different projects, I seen different art, different little ways, the way different projects work, you know what I'm saying? So I took that idea and I came up with a story.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this your personal story? Is this like a biography?
It's not personal, but it's a story because, like, I didn't seen it happen, and I didn't seen it over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? Not through just one set of dudes or.
So would you say it's fiction?
I mean, it can't be fiction because I didn't seen it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm doing.
But
that's the question.
But when it's fiction, that means it's. It's not been seen, but if you seen it, like, it's some shit that's been seen.
What would you call it, my brother?
Like, it's a fiction book because it's pointing at nobody.
Oh,
you
exactly.
feel what
oh,
I'm
okay.
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fiction book, but it's a life that all us that lived in the project didn't seen. Who ain't went on the first floor and seen somebody in the hallway selling crack in the projects?
It's a lot of people, bro. This audience about to be very broad.
If
and it's
anybody,
a lot of people. See, this is what we want to, you know, a lot of people like what. Where we're trapped, you know, Tupac made it, where we're trapped and where we're at, it's our demographic is very small, very small. So, but the lifestyle that we come accustomed to, like we're talking about, we come accustomed to it, that's what we know.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who don't know this lifestyle.
Right.
And that's what we here to deliver them. Right. That's a part of my first case.
Right.
And that's why I'm happy you're here, because I want you to deliver this lifestyle that a lot of people that we live, we made it through this shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 10 toes down, you know, whatever the outcome, you know, we had, you know, we gave a lot of years up to the prison system.
Sure.
But I want to get a little up close and personal, because, you know, that's what we do here.
Right.
So, you know, you did 17.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to know, you know what I'm saying? How did, you know, how did that stray your relationship with your family, mostly meaning your kids, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. For my first son, like, man, you know, I wanted my first son with the world.
Uh-huh.
But I was incarcerated a lot of his years. So when I came home, it was like I owed him. You feel me? It was like I owed him. Damn, that shit crazy, because it was like, I can't tell it, like, because,
no,
like,
I get it,
that's my man's, and it was like, man, I can't fuck with that.
Time out right quick.
Yeah, it's
we'll
cool.
Pause it.
For sure.
Hold on. The situation.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead.
You were saying, like, that street shit?
It was like.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We on?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, with my son and them, it was like, I wanted to do so much for them. It was like, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? I bought my first house in 90, man. But I was incarcerated so much, man. I had to have other people take care of my house, get the rent. I ain't getting that.
All right, the thing about that is, though, man, you know, one, now at an older age, the
so
shit
now,
we see,
yeah.
Let me give you 1 second. The shit we see, you know what I'm saying? The shit we do monetary.
Right.
You could talk about the house and not give a fuck about the
man.
House. But when you talk about that seed, when you talk about your son,
sure.
That do something, that's real shit that holds a lot of ground.
Man,
you know, and the things that we was chasing
sure.
In the past, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It go and come, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, that relationship strayed. So, how old was your son when you were released, if you don't mind me asking?
Man, he was like 16 and a half, man.
And he was almost a man at that time.
He was a man. He was a little man.
A little man.
Yeah,
and that
sure.
That had to be difficult.
A little me.
But
now,
so you
I,
know, so yeah,
man,
so that's why
I was grown. I was grown at like 8 or 9. He's 16 and a half. My dude is like, what?
And you can't tell.
Man,
so, and the thing about it is, you know, I dealt
really
with this with my sister.
Not.
I tried to speak into her
yeah.
life. You know what I'm saying? I was gone 15 years, and I tried to speak into her life one time.
Right.
She was going through something, and she said, boy. I really don't know you. You was gone. And I could feel that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your son, like, he like, bruh. Because
mm-hmm.
he went through some shit through them times, and, you know,
for
he was going to be like,
there.
You weren't there.
Uh-huh. And that's a lot of the things that, you know what I'm saying, I'm still trying to make up before, because it's like, man, boy, had I been there, you already know who I am,
uh-huh.
and you already understand, like, the things that we going through now, you know what I'm saying, you would be happy, like, that's my dad, like,
uh-huh.
you feel me, now you questioning to, like, man, what, dude, like, but, like, all in all, like, you messing with me, and I love you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So,
man.
When you said that you felt like you owed him.
Yeah.
Can you define that a little bit?
I say, not saying owed him my charity, but owed him, like, from being missing and not giving him the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom and, the, you know what I'm saying, my experiences and just, you know, things I done been through. Like, you know, like I was telling you, I've been around the corner and back. Like, so I done seen something, you know what I'm saying? And the things he doing, you can't take me from nowhere and say, like, did I see this before? I seen it.
Yeah.
You can't take me nowhere from shooting dice to shooting pennies to pitching quarters to flipping nickels to playing marbles to...
They think it's new. They be like, "Oh, you ain't here." They
break
think it's
dancing.
New. Like we've been
hey,
here.
Break
like,
dancing to doing karate
around.
To boxing to just everything. Like, man, I did it. Like I was good at it. Like, okay. It was nothing that I wasn't good at. So when I, it was like a dude, another dude that's in my, like, league trying to mess with me, it was like, man, Lil Mont way nicer than you. And I'm a little, I'm short. I'm, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I, shit was real. Like, I was in the car seat then when I was a baby. Like, wow. This shit was real.
So, mm-hmm. My question to you is this. What advice would you give somebody else that's in this life right now,
right,
or that's anticipating being in this life, or who just don't understand this life?
Man, what advice listen, would you give Listen, on some real, it's like, man, we want to live, man. We want to have fun. We want to play cards. We want to sit with Mom Duke. We want to just, that's what we want to do now. Like, the money, like, it look good going to the bars, messing with strippers, or whatever it is you looking at, or whatever it is you chasing. Like, you ain't that person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, get where you at, boy. Like, and find your people and find yourself. Like, man, it's real. Like, I finally just sat down and just came to an understanding of where I want to be and what I want to do now. Like, I got a job. I ain't had no job. I got a book. Like, I'm coming with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to come up, and I'm also, I want that knot. You know, just like y'all still want that bag. I still want that bag, boy. I want to get it, like, for
that,
real.
When you say that knot.
Yeah, for sure. I want that bread.
Everybody, that money. Everybody want to earn some money from what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, Mont, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, you know, the re-entry process is difficult. I mean, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Coming home, probation, papers, dealing with family, you know, and you know, after you've gone for so many years, you know, people want to push you and they want to be like, you know, the rent's due. It's like,
man,
you know, you can't just get a job off top. You can't produce immediately. Man. So my question is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you said your former lifestyle, you came home every time and went straight to it. So how tempted were you this time around?
Man, bro, I ain't finna lie to you. Like, shit been, like, fucked up. Like, I'm breaking, like, boundaries with my kids because I ain't got that money. You done hyped my son up so much that if I don't got this bread, like, or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right, if I ain't living this lifestyle, this life, that's how anybody will look at me, though. You can see fans right now, and they know, like, when they see me, they got it coming.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And now that I ain't got it coming,
was around you, they know
anybody that was around me knew, like, that's what it is. So, without that being said, like, man,
it's a new you, right?
Now it's a new me. So, now you got the right to say what you want to say to me.
Yeah, and it's like, how strong you gonna be. Let's stick on it, though.
I feel
it's
you,
like
though.
How strong you gonna be through the maturation process. If you with me, you with me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's for sure.
And I mean, like, in adulthood, like, we can't make those childish mistakes no more.
See, like,
you know
right
what I'm
saying? Now, right now, bro, right now, I've been, you know, doing my book, and I've been working, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting my credit and stuff together. You know, it's been a while since I even used credit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though when I had money, I never used credit. I never used, like, what I can make. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm trying to get into the point where I'm trying to build my credit up. I'm trying to get an understanding. I'm trying to get to know the things that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm working. I'm trying to stack up. And it's like, this is what I'm trying to do, bro.
No doubt. And
sure.
That's why we brought you on here. You know, we just want to give you big ups. Shout out to you. Shout out to the book. Right. Everybody grab that. You know what I'm saying? That Montana's Come Up. You can pull it up. It's real easy. Amazon, Prime. Kindle, Prime, all that. You know what I'm saying? Montana. You know, just keep fighting a good fight. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? I love you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Straight like that. I mean, this ain't no fly by night shit.
I believe.
I'm happy to have you on here.
For sure.
Thanks so much for coming and congratulations on your accomplishments on you being on your way to beat that statistic.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's in us, man. Like my dudes on Case, man, they showed me some stuff that I never knew. Even though I learned a lot from different projects, like I love Case, man. Y'all niggas really did it.
No doubt, man. And I'm here to represent Case. Oh, let me get off my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, though, straight like that, though. Keisha, I love you. Thanks for, you know what I'm saying? Mike, thanks for being here. My first Case. You know, it's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. You know what I'm saying? We still going to keep it gutter. And we're going to still deliver to you in the rarest, purest form. Montana's Come Up. Go get that book. Check for this podcast. Montana's Come Up. And check for My First Case. We on Spotify MTG. Right now. We'll be on a few more of them other joints. We gonna get that all worked out. We love y'all. Peace.
Yes, peace.